Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 377. What's your limit break? And a guest post. Most people are dead at 35. Both from RajLawFitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey, happy Tuesday and a happy Boxing Day to those that celebrate. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a little bit of commentary at the end. So again, I hope you had a wonderful holiday for those of you that celebrate Christmas. You're probably thinking now about the New Year's and maybe thinking about some goal setting, or maybe not yet, it's a little too early. Either way, today's two posts will kind of get you back on track in case maybe the last couple of holidays didn't go quite as planned. So again, both posts that I'm about to read to you are from Raj Law Fitness, but one is a guest post on his site. I'm sure you're excited to hear them, so let's get to both as we optimize your life. What's your limit break? By Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. Quote, "We do not rise to the level of our expectations. We fall to the level of our training." Archilochus. You're riding the fastest, safest train ever built, and your ride is going smoothly. All of a sudden, you go from reading the latest Dan Brown novel to being tossed around the cabin like nobody's business. Arf, what happened? Well, unbeknownst to you, the rail that you were riding was experiencing a technical engineering gap between conception and implementation. Basically, someone forgot to finish constructing it. In this situation, it didn't matter how awesome the train that you were riding was. It could have been powered by baby farts and unicorn magic for all I care, because you would have run into the same problem. Lack of rail equals the train stops moving forward, under its own power at least. This is your limit. Regardless of where you are in life, there is always something holding you back from moving forward, and until you can identify and correct it, progress will come to a screeching halt. I had a conversation with someone recently who had no problem sticking to a diet during the week, but once the weekend hit, all bets were off, and the progress that they had worked so hard to make over the last several days was completely wiped out. What was my advice to him? Assemble all the resources that he could possibly muster to make it from Friday evening to Monday morning. If he can simply come up with strategies, enabling himself to power through the wicked weekend, that bottleneck that he needs to pass through if he wants to make any real progress towards his goals, then it's smooth sailing from that point on. This is his limit break, and it applies to everything. One of my favorite video games of all time, Final Fantasy VII, highlights this term perfectly. After taking enough damage, at a point where defeat seems inevitable, the character is able to perform a powerful attack of desperation, which turns the tide of battle in his favor. The best part is that we too can harness the power of limit breaks in our everyday life. The first step is to identify the point or points that always seem to trip us up. Then, do whatever it takes to keep our feet firmly planted into the ground in order to pass those points. Need knowledge? Acquire it. Need motivation? Find it. Need help? Seek it. What are your current limits, and how do you plan to break through them? Guest post. Most people are dead at 35. From RajLawFitness.com. Today's guest post comes from the godfather of the strength and conditioning field, Michael Boyle. Having seen him speak at seminars, I enjoy his ability to take complex subject matter and break it down in such a way that everyone can take something away from it. If nothing else, he also encourages you to think about a topic in a different light. This post I'm about to read falls into that latter category. Most people are dead at 35, by Michael Boyle. A few years ago, I listened to a Paul Check nutrition CD, and Check used the following quote from a nutritionist. Quote, "Most people are dead at 35. They just walk around for another 30 to 40 more years." End quote. This was intended to apply to most adults from a nutritional standpoint. I find the point both amusing and accurate from a physical standpoint as well. By 35, most of the damage is done, and without an intensive program of exercise, the damage is difficult to reverse. The truth is that quality of life begins to deteriorate after 30 for many people due to lack of exercise. Activities that were once simple and normal become increasingly difficult. The sad part is that the deterioration doesn't become readily apparent until one's 50s or 60s, and at this point, it gets much harder to change. The baby boomers are fueling the personal training business in an attempt to improve not only the length of their life, but the quality. However, the time to fight back is right now. Don't wait until you are 50 and try to undo 20 years of damage. One of my favorite quotes is, "The best time to plant a tree was 3 years ago. The next best time is today." Don't wait another day to begin an exercise program. Start today. The truth is that obesity, neck pain, back pain, and so many of the debilitating conditions that we suffer from in adulthood are entirely preventable, but the earlier we start, the better. Don't make excuses. You only need about 30 minutes 3 days a week. Try to get 5 minutes of warm-up, 10 minutes of total body strength training, and 15 minutes of cardiovascular work. The bottom line, don't walk around in a dying body. We would never treat our cars the way we treat our bodies. Imagine never changing the oil, using the cheapest possible gas, and driving until the tires are bald. Unfortunately, this is the way we treat our bodies. The only problem is that we can't buy a new body after we ruin the old one. The damage may be irreversible. If the damage is reversible, we need to reverse it with exercise instead of with pharmaceuticals. Exercise is the most powerful wellness drug on the planet. It's just difficult to take. Try taking a good dose of exercise 3 times a week, and you might be able to throw away the Lipitor and the blood pressure medicine and all the other junk. You just listened to the posts titled, "What's Your Limit Break?" and "Guest Post, Most People Are Dead at 35," both from RajLawFitness.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. It's true that once we hit the age of 30 or so, our muscles begin to deteriorate rapidly. This happens to all of us. It's sadly a natural process. And unfortunately, this can start a chain reaction where if your muscles become smaller and therefore weaker, you may end up with issues moving. If you have issues with your mobility or moving around, that's going to weaken your bones, because if you're not moving around as much, your bones will then become weak and brittle. Now, part of this equation, of course, we have to factor in hormones. For example, when women reach menopause, which is basically when they stop menstruating, their hormones shift dramatically. And this shift in hormones leads to an increase in bone breakdown. So that's why ladies from menopause and later are at an increased risk for something called osteoporosis, or what that literally translates to is holes forming in their skeletal structure. Guys are also at risk for osteoporosis, but not as much as women. So that's a lot of bad news. Let's turn that around. So if we can keep our muscles strong as we age, that will help improve mobility. We're going to be less likely to have, hopefully, back pain, neck pain, and maybe at a lower risk for osteoporosis. So this is why all of these things are always connected. If we can do some resistance training, which creates the demand to keep those muscles nice and healthy, then we can all of a sudden improve our health essentially from head to toe. But I like that the guest author, Michael Boyle, mentioned that you don't just want to focus on resistance training alone, just be sure to incorporate it, but also do things like cardiovascular activity, because that's going to use big muscles, the ones in your legs, and keep your heart healthy. And I also like that he said you don't need to do 30 minutes every single day. You can break it up, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. And even if you can do that 3 times a week, that's something, and your body will reap the benefits. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day. See you back here on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.